This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
It is game day for one of the teams that we talk about, that we love to talk about on this show, as the Wyoming Cowboys get set to start their season, second season under Jay Sovell. And joining us now, I believe he's there live from Akron, Ohio, Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. Cody, my man, you made it. You made it in one piece. Everything okay?
Yeah. A little worse for wear, but yeah, man. Sitting here in cloudy Akron as we speak. Usually this time of year, Brady, in the Midwest, is just muggy and miserable. It's only 71 here. It's a little windy. It's a little cold. Feels pretty good.
I'm looking at the AccuWeather right now, and yeah, I think you're almost spot on with your weather, dude. I mean, there's a backup plan for you right there. What is it supposed to do by the time they kick this thing off at 5 o'clock our time here, Mountain Time?
Yeah, it's at 80, but, you know, it looks like it's threatening to rain here any minute. And I don't know. They said early showers, but haven't seen any of that yet. But if this gets into a running game tonight, I definitely like the Cowboys in that scenario. So we'll see if it gets that bad. But right now it's just, you know, I think about all these non-conference games I've been to in Illinois and Northern Illinois and stuff like that. I mean, that's muggy, hot, oppressive, a lot of cramps. Shouldn't really be dealing with that tonight, I wouldn't imagine.
Well, let's I'm checking out the ESPN spread and matchup predictor, all that stuff. Currently, the Cowboys, they at the start of the week, it was 7.5, I believe, Cody. Now it's 5.5, still in favor of the Cowboys, but I don't know. Everything you look at nationally says this could be a pretty good football game, pretty tight football game. What are you seeing? I know last week we talked about it. You started diving in on all things Akron Zips. Talk to me about this team and how you're feeling about the Cowboys potentially starting this season off 1-0.
I tell you what, Brady, it's so hard to tell. But on paper, this should be a Wyoming win going away in so many different regards. But you know, Caden Anderson put it perfect this week to me. He was like, you know, even though he wasn't the starter last year, he said, you know, we thought we were going to go into Arizona State and kick their ass. They're, you know, picked dead last. They're coming off back-to-back three win campaigns. They have no juice in that program whatsoever. And, you know, of course, they go out and win 48-7 going away and then win a Big 12 crown and crash the playoff party. So, you know, that's definitely fresh in these players' and coaches' minds that they went into that with maybe a little too much confidence last year, thinking they were better than they were. You know, Wyoming was coming off a 9-win season the year prior, and you found out real quick that, you know, even though we saw it happening in front of our face, sometimes you need a little perspective that, you know, 6 of those wins were by one score or less, or, you know, 10 points or less. And they were that close to being a 4-win team compared to a 9-win team. And then last year, just flipped the script. You know, they lose 5 games by 10 points or less. They're a 3-win team instead of a team going to a bowl and potentially threatening to win 9 last year. So you just never know. But, you know, after watching this team and following this team throughout camp and the offseason, you like to believe they have a really good quarterback. You like to believe they have a lot of weapons on the outside. John Michael Gillenborg might be the best tight end in the nation when it's all said and done. Three returning interior linemen. 80%, according to ESPN, 80% of their offensive production is back, which is fourth most in the country. You know, and you have to ask yourself, too, though, you know, is that always a great thing? They obviously showed out and went for 604 yards last year in a win at New Mexico. Then they turn around and laid an egg in Fort Collins. So it's just, you just don't know. Long story short, you just don't know. Akron has 35 new players on this team via the transfer portal. They lost every, but they got completely raided in the offseason. So anybody who tells you they know what the Akron Zips looks like, I just don't trust it. And neither do the Wyoming Cowboys. They think they're going to be better. They're playing at home. They have a serviceable quarterback. It's a good starting point.
Well, and for Wyoming, for last year, I mean, yeah, the Colorado State game was certainly not great. But then they battled it out with Boise State. 17-13. If they find a way to pull that off, they upset everything. That flips the college football playoffs upside down. And then obviously they beat Washington State. You mentioned the New Mexico game, put up 49 points in that game. Those would be the things to point to. And then when you talk about all those returners and say, hey, as the season kind of rolled on, save for the Colorado State game, this team started to maybe look a little bit more like what Jay Sovell advertised last offseason.
Yeah, and if you look back on it too, Brady, how easy would it have been for this Wyoming Cowboys team to completely crap the bed after they played that way in the Border War and not even show up for Boise State, let alone Wazoo? And I'll be honest with you, I thought they were going into a buzzsaw in Pullman, and I thought it was going to be really ugly because I thought, man, they gave Boise State all they could handle. They have nothing left in the tank. They're going to get killed in Pullman. Evan Sabota's back under center. This has disaster written all over it. And instead, they grit out a one-point victory in Pullman over a really good quarterback in John Mateer, who I believe accounted for 44 touchdowns last year, and now he's at the University of Oklahoma. So that was a big win. And I don't think it was so much a big win going into the offseason, per se. I think it was a big win to show that, hey, these guys still fully believe in the process, the program, their head coach, what they're trying to accomplish. And then, like we talked about, Sovell jotted down 10 names he couldn't afford to lose in the portal, and he says 9 of them are back. So we don't know who that one guy is. He's not saying, but, you know, you have to be feeling pretty good that all those dudes came back to a 3-win team because they believe in what's going on, and they also believe in not leaving the program in shambles like that.
One of those guys you talked about, which was maybe a shock to some, but John Michael Gillenborg, and I'm with you. I'm all into the tight end game this year. Like, I'm really focused on those tight ends, and I don't know, man. Based on all of our conversations, and obviously what he did last year, I think at worst, you know, he's a third round pick, and obviously he'll have to build on that resume. But how's my aim on that?
Well, he's got all the intangibles. He's, you know, let's be real. You know, around here in 1996, Marcus Harris wins the Biletnikoff Trophy. He leads the NCAA, all-time NCAA leader in receiving yards. He gets drafted in the 7th round by the Detroit Lions and gets cut about 3 weeks later. He didn't have all those freak intangibles that NFL people are looking for. Yeah, he had a hell of a college career, clearly. But J. Mike has those intangibles, those weird, freakish Josh Allen-type characteristics where he can jump over all the blocks and lift the entire gym and all that good stuff. He has not been able to stay healthy. And if he can do that, that's what gives me the confidence in a game like tonight. Like, who is Akron going to cover? Are they going to cover John Michael Gillenborg? Are they going to cover Chris Durr? Are they going to cover Jalen Sargent? Good luck.
Yeah, you've discussed both of those guys at great length with us the last couple of shows, Cody. Chris Durr, Jalen Sargent, like those guys might actually be the weapons this year that a guy like Caden Anderson, who once he got that shot, it looked pretty good. He's really going to need those guys to perform, to maybe take some of that pressure off of John Michael Gillenborg.
Yeah, what I love is, you know, I had a nice conversation with Caden, put out a story late last night here in Akron on Caden. He's that alpha male. He's the guy that everybody rallies around this kid. He's got moxie about him. He's a really good player. And, you know, this guy played at South Lake Carroll High School. I mean, this is the school you saw on Friday Night Lights. He played on ESPN. The moment is not too big for this guy at all. So he flat out told me last Friday, Brady, I tell my offensive line all the time, give me time and I'll throw a dime. I want 3 seconds. Give me 3 seconds. That's all I need, and we're going to carve people up. So I believe it. The big question mark to me heading into this one is, what does this new-look defense look like? I mean, it's new. You have Ben Florentine, Jaden Williams returning in the middle, and you have Tyce Westland at defensive end. Other than that, you know, you're pretty much brand spanking new. You do have some returners and guys like Andrew Johnson and Jones Thomas, a kid from Fort Collins there in the starting safeties, but they didn't play a lot. They were logjammed behind Wyatt Eckler and Isaac White for the last couple of years. So it's their time to shine, and we're going to see what this defense looks like against a really formidable quarterback in Ben Finley.
Talk to me about the linebackers on this team, Cody. You talked about it. It's going to be a lot of new faces, a lot of new starters. Linebacker has always been kind of the one thing you don't worry about when you're talking about this Cowboys team or this Cowboys defense. What do you expect from the starting group there?
I love the story of Evan Eller, who's going to be the starting middle linebacker tonight. He's a guy who came from the Virginia Military Institute before last season. After 4 games in the non-conference slate, he came up to Jay Sovell's office and said, hey, I want a redshirt. I feel like I can get bigger, I can get stronger. I still am kind of getting deprogrammed from the whole military thing over the last 4 years. Shea Sueno and Connor Shea obviously have these positions locked down, so I'm not going to play a lot. I really don't want to end my college career like this, and I feel like I can help next year. He kind of saw the forest through the trees. And he's become a team leader. He's bigger, stronger. He's morphed his body. He's really one of the team leaders. And then I love the story of Braden Johnson, who will be starting at will. And to be honest with you, I don't know how long that's going to be, because Gary Rutherford is the best linebacker on this roster. He just suffered a knee injury about 10 days ago, so he's still kind of making his way back. But Braden Johnson is a guy from Oklahoma Baptist. And Jay Sauvel said, you know, the crowd at Wyoming Spring Game is bigger than any crowd this kid's ever played in front of in his life. But what I love about that is Jay is so open and honest about his thought process. And he said, I reached out to Kenny Dillingham last year, who's, what, 33, 34 years old? He said, I really look up to Arizona State's coach, even though he's a young guy. And I basically said, what was your secret sauce last year? Because Arizona State welcomed 30 new faces. And he said, bottom line, man, you have to get guys who want to be Wyoming Cowboys, who live it, breathe it, eat it, sleep it, the whole nine. And that's where he went with that recipe this offseason and said, you know what, this kid went to Oklahoma Baptist. You would think, why would you take a chance on a kid who played, you know, at a place like that? The guy is massive. He's strong as hell. He has an absolute chip on his shoulder. He felt like he was overlooked. And this is a guy, Brady, who, you know, all these players wear GPSs on their pads. This guy ran more miles than anybody else this offseason in the Wyoming football program, and he's an outside linebacker. You would think that would be a safety, a corner, a wide receiver. No, a middle or an outside linebacker has the most mileage on him this offseason. That's how hard he goes after every single play.
I love when it works for Wyoming, the positions that should work out. That's my style. That's the stuff I love. You know, run the ball, you know, good tight end, linebackers that can just wreck things. That's on paper what we've come to expect from this Cowboys team, and we'll see if we're going to get that tonight. What sticks out to you on the other side with Akron that, hey, this is how Wyoming could lose this game tonight if these guys show up?
Well, I mean, the obvious answer is you just can't make mistakes. I know this coaching staff's very confident in their game plan and their guys, and they're ready to see it against another team tonight. But obviously, mistakes are going to derail anybody. And, you know, you go back to last year in Tempe, and I hate to keep doing that, but, you know, Evan Sabota throws a pick six, his first pass attempt of the season. You're behind the eight ball immediately. Then you start building kind of a nice drive on the second drive of the game, and you're getting out toward midfield. Then comes the pre-snap stuff, and they're getting a couple of penalties. And then they're having, you know, issues coming on in and off the bench. And then next thing you know, another pick. And then the snowball effect takes place. So just don't shoot yourself in the foot. The Cowboys have there's no reason Wyoming should lose this football game tonight. I mean, I have no problem saying that. They should win this game. And, you know, we talked about it last week. They not only need to win this game, Brady, they need to be impressive in doing it. And it needs to look it needs to look right in every phase of the game. So, really, Wyoming can't beat themselves. And I'm not trying to discredit Akron, because, to be honest with you, man, they have 35 new faces. I mean, they might have some absolute studs on this team. You just have to believe that it's Akron, man. They're behind the eight ball. They're in Ohio State's backyard. All we've heard since we landed here was, hey, Texas, you know, Texas and the Buckeyes are playing on Saturday. Nobody's talking about the Akron Zips playing tonight. So these schools here in the MAC are just in a really – really tough spot. You know, you got West Virginia on one side of Akron, you've got Ohio State on the other. You're just surrounded by all these massive programs, and anytime you have a good player, they're picking them off and they're taking them from you. And you know, it's tough sledding here in the MAC. You know, as you well know, they had to sell their soul to ESPN. They play on Tuesday nights, Wednesday nights. It's tough sledding, and anytime Wyoming fans want to cry about how tough we have it, they don't have a clue what tough looks like. This is tough.
Well, we'll see if this Cowboys team can take care of business tonight. Cody, appreciate your time as always. We'll be following along with you at 5 o'clock, ready for kickoff on this one. The first of the local ones that we follow here. So I'm excited, man. Appreciate your coverage as always, and we'll look forward to catching up with you next week when you get back, my friend.
Always love coming on. Thanks, Brady. Appreciate you, man.
All right, my man. Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. It sounds like nobody knows about Akron. Like, it's a good and bad thing, I guess. We just don't know. We don't know what to expect. but we still make the picks. The picks press on. It's learning week, but in learning week, if I can have a positive record, we're going to feel really good about our situation. 11:50 the time. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. Take a short break here. Don't forget, we have Lindsey Oates, head volleyball coach for the UNC Bears, coming up as they get set to take on Washington tomorrow night in Greeley. What an opportunity. Get out. This volleyball team is legit. Lindsey Oates is one of the most decorated volleyball coaches you're ever going to meet, and she's going to be right here in studio. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Is this the year the UNC Bears turn it around? Find the Football 52 podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or 1310kfka.com.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.